Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jose Baez. Batting second. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting third. The first baseman, Dan Meyer. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rupert Jones. Batting fifth. The DH, Leroy Stanton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Stein. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Carlos Lopez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Craig Reynolds. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Glenn Abbott. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Jim Colburn. And now, play ball. Jose Baez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baez hits a pop-up towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer takes first base on ball four. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Jones reaches second base with a double. Meyer goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Mariners. Leroy Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Stanton reaches second base with a double. Jones scores. It's 2-0, Mariners. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Royals nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Stinson reaches second base with a double. Carlos Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stinson scores. It's 3-0, Mariners. Jose Baez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baez is 0-for-1 in the game. Baez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is hit by the pitch. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Mariners. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is called out on strikes. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards short. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Royals 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a line drive towards short. Patek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paquette moves to second. Tom House now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lopez who is chasing the ball. Brett reaches third base with a triple. Paquette scores. McRae goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brett scores. One out. It's 5-3, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cowens moves to third. Porter moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis is walked intentionally. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. House fields it and throws to first for the out. Cowens scores. Porter moves to third. Otis moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-3, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Leroy Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stanton hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-1 in the game. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Mariners 3. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Paquette hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lopez. Brett reaches second base with a double. Dave Pagan now pitching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cowens hits a pop-up towards short. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Meyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Carlos Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Baez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baez is 0-for-2 in the game. Baez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Mariners 3. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Patek hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Patek moves to second. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Paquette takes first base on ball 4. Patek moves to third. White moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baez misplays the ball. That's an error on Baez. Patek scores. White scores. Paquette moves to third. It's 9-3, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lopez. Brett reaches second base with a double. Lopez throws the ball into Baez, who tags Brett trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Paquette scores. McRae moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-3, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cowens is hit by the pitch. Mayberry moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a line drive into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Meyer strikes out. Two outs. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Mariners 3. The Royals will come to bat. Juan Bernhard now playing third base. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a line drive into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Patek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Patek moves to second. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Paquette hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Patek scores. White moves to third. It's 11-3, Royals. Diego Segui now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. McRae reaches second base with a double. White scores. Paquette goes all the way around to score. It's 13-3, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCray moves to third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 3-for-4 in the game, with two doubles and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Brett hits a line drive into right field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Mayberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Bob Hisa now playing shortstop. Leroy Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stanton strikes out. One out. Juan Bernhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernhard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Mariners 3. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Marty Patton now pitching. Carlos Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopez hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Baez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baez is 0-for-3 in the game. Baez hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Mariners 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. White is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Paquette hits a line drive into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-3 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Patton covering, for the out. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Meyer for the out. Two outs. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 13, and Seattle Mariners, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.